got everything that Uncle John need, oh baby. Yes, baby. He saw Mary coming and he ducked back in the alley, oh baby. Yes, baby. Ooh, baby. Having me some fun tonight. Yeah. We're gonna have some fun tonight. We're gonna have some fun tonight. Ooh, have some fun tonight. Everything's alright. Have some fun. Have me some fun tonight.
Just seems like everybody's getting on your case, from your teacher all the way down to your best girlfriend. Well, you know, I used to have them just about all the time, but I found a way to get out of it. Let me tell you about it. Sitting in the classroom thinking it's a drag. Listen to the teacher rap, just ain't my bag. You bells ring, you know that's my cue. I'm gonna meet the boys on.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. Mm-hmm. bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. That railroad train was mine. I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
And that's the late, great Johnny Cash here on C-Band Talk. Tonight, Sunday Night Satellite, in about 12 minutes, we're going to talk about missing people. In particular, Jennifer Kesey, Joe Pickler, Jessica Marie Lunsford, anybody that has gone missing. Some of these cases, Natalie Holloway, have turned up as tragedies. Some of them have a million questions yet to be answered. But we're going to try and answer as many as we can tonight. Here's an email. I know here in the U.S. we have, it seems, a lot of high-profile cases involving people coming up missing. It seems like it's an everyday thing. Does Canada have the issue of people coming up missing as we do down here? I watch some Canadian TV, but I don't ever run across reports of missing people like you would hear. I wonder if it's as bad there as it is here. Well, in the province that I'm in, and, of course, this show goes across North America on satellite and around the world on Internet, both live and by podcast. And, of course, we're on cable in Alabama. In fact, my province, we have a real problem with missing children. Missing Children Foundation up in Canada, is there's a ton of people, and it's a sad state of affairs. And we have to do what we can to try and help the victims and the families with this national problem, because that's what it is. Whether it's more resources for police and investigators, more education, more help from the media for the people that need it, I'm not sure. But we're going to talk to you about that tonight, and that's in about 10 minutes here on Sunday Night Satellite on C-Band Talk.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my Abilene.
I sit alone most every night, watch those trains pull out of sight. Don't I wish they were carrying me back to Abilene, my Abilene.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my
crowded city, there ain't nothing free, nothing in this town for me. Wish to the Lord that I could be in Abilene, sweet Abilene.
Abilene,
somebody somehow. Everybody falls in love somehow. Something your kiss just told me, my sometime is now. Everybody finds somebody someplace. There's no telling where love may appear. Something in my heart keeps saying, my someplace is here. If I had it in my power, I'd arrange for every girl to have your charm. Then every minute, every hour, every boy would find what I found in your heart. Everybody loves somebody sometime. And although my dream was overdue, your love made it well worth waiting for someone like you.
If I had it in my power,
I would arrange for every girl to have your charm. Every boy would find what I found in your arms. Everybody loves somebody sometime. And although my dream was overdue, your love made it well worth waiting for someone.
The following conversation is real. It took place on Tuesday, June 8th of 2004 between a Blonde Star advisor and a subscriber.
Blonde Star emergency, this is Steve. Is there an emergency in your vehicle?
Oh my god. I've locked myself in my car and the keys are on the outside.
Ma'am.
Oh my god.
Ma'am, I need you to calm down.
Okay, it's just that the windows are rolled up and I'm starting to sweat. My keys are on the outside.
Now, your keys are on the outside of the vehicle?
Yes, oh my god.
Now, does your car have automatic locks or...
Yes.
Okay, here's what I need you to do. Take hold of the inside of your door handle there. Are you doing this? The shiny thing. Grab the shiny thing.
Okay, I've got it.
Okay, now give that a tug.
Okay.
Get it open.
Yes, oh my god, thank you.
Okay, now what is that noise?
Oh, that's my door alarm.
Yeah, but that only happens if the keys are in the ignition, hon.
Oh my god, you know what?
Your keys are actually in your ignition.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my god, thank you so much, Blonde Star.
That's why we're here. Do you need anything else?
Blonde Star.
No, that's
always
it.
On, because you're always blonde.
Well, good evening, everybody. It's February 19th, 2006. You are listening to C-Band Talk. We are located in North America on satellite on AMC3, transponder 5, 6.8 narrowband audio, W3956 on the 4D TV receiver, on the internet by going to www.cbandtalk.com. Click on any of the listen links there. This show is podcast and is available at cbandtalk.com. We're also on Trust Cable in Leesburg and Sandrock, Cherokee County, Alabama, and wherever else you can find us. It's great to have you. My name's Dana Pretzer. Tonight, we're going to talk about the missing. We're going to talk to some family members. We're going to talk about some cases that are out there and what can we do to help these families get closure and find their loved ones. I hope you can join us. Okay, that's the Electric Light Orchestra here on Sunday Night Satellite. Have you seen Jennifer Kessie? Jennifer's been missing since Tuesday, January 24th, 2006. Her 2004 black four-door Chevy Malibu was found at Hunting on the Green Apartments at Texas and Americana on Thursday, January 26th. If you see Jen, please call Crime Line or the Orlando Police Department at 321-235-5300. That's 321-235-5300. Jennifer is described as being 24 years of age, approximately 5'8". She has shoulder-length sandy blonde hair, green eyes, and weighs approximately 135 pounds. If you'd like to see a picture of Jennifer, go to www.jenniferkessie.com. That's www.jenniferkessie.com. There's a $115,000 reward for her safe return. If you watched America's Most Wanted last night, you'll see Jennifer was profiled on that. And at the bottom of the hour, I hope to have Jennifer's dad, Drew, on the show to talk about Jennifer. We also want to talk about other missing people. Natalie Holloway, you name it. It seems like every time you turn on the cable news channels, there is a new missing persons case out there. And it's about time that we, the public, do something to help these families get their loved ones back, get some closure to these nightmares that they're going through. And hats off to the cable TV people and the television people and the radio people for profiling these cases. Yes, they're interesting, and yes, the companies want to, the television companies, radio companies want to get viewers, but those viewers also will help find these people. Okay? So if you have a missing person in your family and you would like to air some information about that missing person, we have the next 28 minutes to do that here on Sunday Night Satellite, and I'm going to give you that opportunity. You can do that right now by calling 306-842-7884. 306-842-7884. And in the next half hour, we'll do what we can to get the word out to the folks. Now, this show is broadcast on satellite across North America. It's on the internet worldwide. We're on cable systems, low power FM. It's podcast. This is a good way to get the word out. Also, I encourage the families that are out there that have missing people to phone your television stations. Your local television stations will air the broadcasts. Your local television stations will help you get a hold of the cable news channels like Fox News, etc. You need to get the word out so you can get help to find your missing loved ones. Now, I've had Mark Lunsford on this program. I've had the people on this program from Texas Equisearch talking about the people that are missing that they go out and try to help find. There are people out there, law enforcement, news media, family members, volunteers, you name it. They do everything they possibly can to help these people. It's so sad. You know, I'm looking at this missing poster of Jennifer Kesey, a beautiful young girl. What the heck happened to her? You know, getting on a show like America's Most Wanted is a big help. And these families, I'm sure Drew and his wife and the rest of their family, are holding out all the hope, and they're going to be as confident as they can that they will see their daughter again. And we want to do what we can to try and help you if you have someone missing. And again, I give you the opportunity to call in now, or if you want to call in and just talk about a case of somebody that's missing, 306-842-7884. 306-842-7884. Now, we had an email just before the show started about, you know, you see these cases every time you turn the news on in the United States. Is it as prevalent in Canada? Well, Canada has 30-some million people, and yeah, it is as prevalent. Maybe not the numbers, but there are missing people. So I encourage you to support and check out any of the missing person websites. The Missing and Exploited Children website is a good one. Your local police department will have bulletins and folders and posters posted all over the place, and try and help them. Now, you can call Crime Stoppers, you can call Crime Lines. A lot of the time you don't have to leave your name or ID. There's no hassles. And you need to get some sort of credible information out to these police departments or investigators so they can help the families get their missing loved ones back. Can you imagine what the Holloways have gone through? The Twitties and Holloways, there's an interesting twist that the father and son Vandersloot have been served with a civil document, and they're being sued. If you watched Greta Van Susteren on Fox News the other night, you'll see that there was an elaborate and very concise investigation done, and these people were served court documents to for a lawsuit. They were served in New York, and I think it's fantastic to see that. That's just one small step, but I'm sure the Holloways will not take a quiet breath until they know exactly what happened to Natalie. Again, 306-842-7884. 306-842-7884. You can call in and talk about missing persons cases. If you have a loved one who is missing and you're looking for some assistance, some answers in helping find them, to find out what happened to them, or whatever. Again, you can call in 306-842-7884. This email was sent to me via a mailing list I'm on, and it's from Kathy Pickler. It says, "Hello, everyone. My son, Joel Pickler, has been missing since January 5th, 2006. The circumstances are very odd, as in things just don't add up. My son was high-profile news, on the front pages everywhere for about 3 days. The only way he got the publicity he did was because of his acting career. It's a shame that his acting even had to come up, as not all missing people have this to lean on. Anyway, our local police found poetry in my son's car. The car was found abandoned a few miles from his unlocked apartment, and decided immediately that my son had committed suicide. Is that really how the law is supposed to work? The car was not processed, nor was my son's apartment. There was never an investigation. They just assumed my son was dead. So if my son is dead, where is his body? If my son is dead, how do they know he wasn't murdered? Okay, that was sent to me from a mailing list that I am part of, and I have invited the Picklers to come on the show tonight to talk about their missing son, Joe, and to ask for that help that all families deserve and should get when it comes to these sorts of missing person cases. So again, you can call in area code 306-842-7884. 306-842-7884. And at the bottom of the hour, we hope to have Drew Kessie, who is Jennifer Kessie's dad, on the program tonight to talk about his missing daughter, Jennifer. Now, she was profiled on America's Most Wanted last night, and I can tell you that if you get on America's Most Wanted, there's answers. There will be answers that will come forward, because that show has quite a following, and people do want to help. So I want to do my part tonight and do what I can to try and help you. We're going to take a break, and when I come back in a minute, we're going to talk more about missing people.
People see us everywhere. They think you really care. But myself I can't deceive. I know it's only make-believe. My one and only prayer is that someday you'll care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My only prayer will be someday you'll care for me. But it's only make-believe. My hopes, my dreams come true. My life I give for you. My heart a wedding ring. My all, my everything. My heart I can't control. You rule my very soul. My only prayer will be someday you'll care for me. But it's only make-believe. My one and only prayer is that someday you care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My prayers, my hopes, my schemes. You are my every dream. But it's only
And we're back. This is Sunday Night Satellite. I got a little piece of satellite news for you I want to pass on to you. This came from John Pardick at NPS. And about KTLA and WPX, he sends me an email that we are consistently working on both and are confident we can bring both back in digital format. As far as TV Land goes, he says the last word that he had on TV Land, it should be back around the 1st of March, so make sure and check out NPS's website or just phone them. Call their toll-free number and ask about those channels. This is Sunday Night Satellite. My name is Dana Pretzer. We are talking about missing people tonight. And again, if you would like to call in, it's area code 306-842-7884. You can call in anytime you want, 306-842-7884. And if you'd like to talk about a particular case, or you have a missing person in your family and you would like to get the word out about this missing person and that you are looking for some help to find him or her, please call me now, 306-842-7884. I'd be glad to take your call and post whatever I can on the show. It is archived. There are people that do listen, and we'll try and get the word out as quick as we can.
I know. I just a second, man. I'm about to lose my... Anyway, my scarf's too short. My belt's falling off. Losing my mind, you know.
If I could be you, if you could be me, for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's mind. Oh, if you could see you through my eyes instead of your ego. I believe it'd be a surprise to see that you've been blind. Walk a mile in my shoes. Hey! Just walk a mile in my shoes. Yeah, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse. Just walk a mile in my shoes. Now, if we spend the day throwing stones at one another, cause I don't think I'll wear my hair same way you do. Oh, well, I may be common people, but I'm your brother. And when you strike out to try to hurt me, it's a hurting you. Lord, have mercy. Walk a mile in my shoes. Hey. Walk a mile in my shoes. Yeah. Yeah, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse. Walk a mile in my shoes. Now there are people on reservations and out in the ghetto. And brother, there, before the grace of God, oh, you and I. If I only had the wings, our little angel, don't you know I'd fly to the top of a mountain, and then I'd cry, walk a mile in my shoes. Just walk a mile in my shoes. Go. Yeah, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Yeah, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, walk a mile in my shoes.
Thank you.
Well, that's Elvis with Walk a Mile in My Shoes, and I think we should all think about the families of missing people and, you know, to take from his song, Walk a Mile in Their Shoes. I couldn't imagine what it would be like, and I have investigated missing person cases many times, but to actually have a family member missing, kidnapped, lost, or just disappeared, it's got to be just heart-wrenching. Now, we've talked about Jennifer Kessie and Jessica Marie Lunsford. What a terrible case that was. Heart-wrenching. Just absolutely heart-wrenching. The child sex offenders. The lack of mandatory minimum sentences in some cases. The investigations, like in the Holloway case, or lack thereof. Jennifer Kessie, what happened to her? Well, we'll try and find out. 306-842-7884. 306-842-7884. 1-800-842-7884. Just to go on with the email that I received about Joe Pickler, it says, the car was not processed, nor was my son's apartment. And again, I'm inviting the Pickler family to phone in tonight if they like, 306-842-7884. There was never an investigation. They just assumed my son was dead. So if my son was dead, where's his body? If my son is dead, how do they know he wasn't murdered? The police constantly lie to the press and to my family and have done so from the beginning. Nothing the police say they have done has really been done. The only reason they try to look like they are doing something is because of all the inquiring phone calls that are coming into the station. I saw the note, and it was simply poetry, the things most teens write about. There was no goodbye. Does anyone have an idea where I can go for help? Any ideas are greatly appreciated. Well, absolutely, you can come to this show, and I'm not sure how much I can help you, but this is a way for you to get your story out on the air. At the bottom of the hour, we'll have Drew Kesey, who is Jennifer Kesey's dad, here to talk about his missing daughter.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hill, near my old pappy, and he had him still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down, and then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy's corn squeezing.
White lightning.
Well, the demon, demon, revenuers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
Instead of Mountain Dew, I took a little sip and right away I knew. And my eyes bugged out and my face turned blue. Lightning started flashing, thunder started flashing.
White lightning.
Well, the G-Men, T-Men, revenuers too, searching for a place where he made his proof. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
Well, a city slicker came and he said, I'm tough. I think I wanna taste that powerful stuff. He took one for his lug and he drank it right down. I'm moaning as he hit the ground. Mighty, mighty pleasing, your pappy's corn squeezing.
White lightning.
The G-Men, C-Men, revenuers too, searching for a place where it may be true. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
The United States dollar took another pounding on German, French, and British exchanges this morning, hitting the lowest point ever known in West Germany. It has declined there by 41% since 1971, and this Canadian thinks it's time to speak up for the Americans as the most generous and possibly the least appreciated people in all the world. As long as 60 years ago, when I first started to read newspapers, I read of floods on the Yellow River and the Yangtze. Well, who rushed in with men and money to help? The Americans did, that's who. They have helped control floods on the Nile, the Amazon, the Ganges, and the Niger. Today, the rich bottom land of the Mississippi is underwater, and no foreign land has sent a dollar to help. Germany, Japan, and to a lesser extent Britain and Italy were lifted out of the debris of war by the Americans, who poured in billions of dollars and forgave other billions in debts. None of those countries is today paying.
Okay, we're back. This is Sunday Night Satellite. And again, tonight we're talking about missing people. We've had shows with the Texas Equisearch people about Natalie Holloway. We've spoken to Mark Lunsford in the past. We've talked to Wendy Murphy, the child's rights lawyer and victims' rights activist. And if you've been watching any cable news coverage or any news coverage, or you've been listening to the show since it started, you'll know that I've been talking about Jennifer Kesey. Jennifer has been missing since Tuesday, January 24, 2006. Her 2004 black four-door Chevy Malibu was found at Hunting on the Green Apartments at Texas and Americana on Thursday, January 26. If you've seen Jennifer, please call Crime Line or the Orlando Police Department at 321-235-5300. Jennifer is described as being 24 years of age, 5'8", shoulder-length sandy blonde hair, green eyes, and approximately 135 pounds. The website for Jennifer is www.jenniferkesse.com. www.jenniferkesse.com. There's a $115,000 reward for her safe return. And if you're in that Orlando area, you can also call 1-800-423-TIPS. That's 1-800-423-8477. No names, no caller ID, no hassles. Drew Kesey, her dad, is on the phone with me right now. Drew, Jennifer was featured on America's Most Wanted last night. What can you tell us about that?
It actually turned out to be quite good. We had a detective actually up in D.C. answering the phones and taking the leads that had come in, and they are currently processing them and starting to work them.
Fantastic, fantastic. And I don't know if you've heard my show or heard me speak earlier on in the show, but if you're going to get results, you go on America's Most Wanted, because John Walsh and his team there just do fantastic work when it comes to this sort of stuff. Now, I want to do what I can to help you, too, and this show is broadcast across North America on satellite and across the Internet worldwide, and we have archives and all sorts of things. Let's get the word out about Jennifer. First of all, tell me a little bit about her.
Well, Jennifer is, as you said, a beautiful young 24-year-old young lady.
Yes.
She's extremely smart, very, very outgoing, sometimes too friendly,
yeah.
I guess. Very safety conscious. We always had a lot of calls, safety calls. She was out at night anywhere, and she was just even walking from her car to her condo. Either a friend or herself would get the safety call. She always carried mace. Unfortunately, she didn't have it with her that day.
Mm-hmm.
She had gone to St. Croix the previous weekend, and she downsized her pocketbook.
Right.
But she did not have that. But just a beautiful, smart young lady. She had just gotten promoted at work into a management position, and we love her.
So there's absolutely no reason on earth why Jennifer would just disappear on her own to get away from things.
No, none whatsoever, no.
Now, when we talk about leads, and I've seen the video, and in fact, I just watched on Fox News here a few minutes ago, what can you tell us about the leads that are out there right now and what the investigators are looking at, understanding that there may be some things now since the America's Most Wanted broadcast last night that you can't discuss, and I do understand that.
Right. We really need to speak to the person of interest, the two photos. Hopefully you have one of those.
Yes.
And I know it's a webcast, but people can see it on the website.
Yep.
But it's truly important that we speak to that person, because he or she, if you really take a look at the photo, we've had people go both ways on it. They're not quite sure if it's a male or a female.
Mm-hmm.
But that person, we truly feel, was right in the area when Jennifer's car was dropped off, and we just need to speak to that person. They may hold some information to get to Jennifer.
Now, as far as the forensics go, I'm assuming that the police department has gone through Jennifer's car with a fine-tooth comb. Is there anything that you can update us on about that?
Well, we're currently waiting very anxiously. Hopefully tomorrow, a few things. Number one, we hope to have the height, weight, and shoe size of the person of interest. But they have gone through the car two times that I know of for several hours, and the police are really tight-lipped on what they took out of the car.
Right.
So kind of at a loss of any information. But hopefully, obviously, there, you know, people leave some type of evidence.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, as far as relationships, friends, anything like that with Jennifer, what can you tell us there? Everything was going good? Did she have a boyfriend? What can you tell us?
Sure. She had been going out with a young man for a little over a year. They had just gone to St. Croix, in fact, that weekend for a four-day trip. They honestly seemed to be falling in love or love each other. He lives down further south in the state, and they took turns every other weekend going north and going south to spend time together. And they seemed to be getting extremely close. In fact, we thought when they went to St. Croix, we were like, oh, Jen, don't go getting married on us down there without us having, you know, without us being there.
Right.
But she said, no, no, don't worry about that. So they're very close, and I think they do love each other. And he seems to be a great guy. We've been around him many times, and, you know, seems good for Jennifer.
Now, from the perspective of a parent, this has to be the ultimate nightmare for you, what you're going through. And your optimism is what I see and what I've read is to be commended, because you're keeping open hope, and I think that's fantastic, and I want to make sure my listeners do the same thing for you. Talk about what you're going through as a parent right now and your family, and what can we do to help?
Well, the feeling, number one, is numb.
Yeah.
and really hell. But, you know, it's your flesh and blood. I mean, my wife and I created Jennifer.
Right.
And I can't think of anything. You have to do anything possible you can do for any of your relatives. It's very tough, especially when night goes down. You know, it's tough when dark comes, because I speak out and my wife speaks out to Jennifer.
Right.
You know, we speak aloud to her, and
sure,
we have to apologize every day for not bringing her home. But one important thing is that there has been not one shred of evidence to say that something truly bad has happened to Jennifer.
Right.
So that's truly what gives us the hope. We've had, you know, dogs, horses, we've had every kind of finding people out there, and there's just nothing, unfortunately, but fortunately nothing that says that Jennifer has passed.
Well, you can never give up hope, and I was talking to my audience a little earlier on tonight about the lawyer that had been reported missing and found in a homeless shelter. He's suffering from amnesia right now, but he is alive. So, you know, you can never give up hope. I want to talk a little bit, Drew, about routines. Now, you have a routine, I have a routine, everybody has a routine. I'm sure Jennifer had one, too. What would her normal day be like, and where did this day of hers go wrong?
Well, I wish I knew where exactly went wrong, but she, you know, a 9-to-5 worker,
mm-hmm.
Monday through Friday, never worked weekends. So, you know, she had probably within 15 minutes of every day in the morning that she would probably leave for work, right within maybe a 15-minute span, probably around 7:30-ish or what have you. So that was a routine. As far as weekends, you know, she did a lot of different things. She would come home. She would go south. The boyfriend would come up. She wasn't really had a routine on the weekend, but definitely during the week she had a regular, you know, a person that works 9-to-5 type. She didn't go out at night. really at all. If she was doing any shopping, she'd do it on her way home from work. Once she got in, she kind of, you know, picked up the cell phone or got online and you know, started talking with her friends and family.
Are you getting the help that you need from the police departments, media, volunteers?
Yes. Well, for the last 3 weeks, it's been absolutely incredible. Our first 2 weeks, we actually were able to generate 1,700 volunteers to actually go out into the community. First searching as well as passing out flyers trying to make the community aware that Jennifer was missing. And it was just absolutely unbelievable. A mall right across the street gave us a community room. The police have been absolutely fantastic every step of the way. We speak to them whenever we want. I have the police chief's cell phone number, home number. The detectives working on this, I have all their cell phone numbers. They communicate very well. The media has been incredible. It's really heartwarming to see that between volunteers, media, police, and family, and firemen too, are incredible people.
Right.
That it's all working fine-tuned, and you know, there's no perfect crime in daylight in Orlando, Florida, and we're just waiting for that one tip, and someone's just got to break down.
Yep.
And you know, someone knows something, and they just maybe it might be tough, but they just have to break down and make the call.
That one call, and like the poster says here, you don't have to leave your name. They don't use caller ID. There's no hassles. There's a reward. For Jennifer's safe return. And if you had a message for that one person out there that may know what happened or where Jennifer is, or for Jennifer, what would that be, Drew?
I would ask that person or persons to really search your soul. You know, you have to have a soul and you have to have a heart. Everyone has a soul and a heart.
Yep.
And it might be the toughest thing in the world. And what comes to mind is, I think there was just two gentlemen that actually turned their father in. That was the bank robber.
Yep.
And it was probably the hardest thing they've ever done in their life. And I can understand that. But we're really talking about someone taking an individual. So, you know, it's a human being. We're not talking about a car, a house, or anything like that. We're talking about a human being taken away unwillingly.
Right.
And we just want, you know, we plead, honestly, that they have a heart and a soul and do the right thing. And if someone knows the person or persons, just make a call. And if the person has her, just leave her somewhere and go. Leave her at a church. Leave her at the 7-Eleven. Leave her at the firehouse. It does not matter. Just leave her somewhere where someone can find her quickly and be on your way. We're not interested in prosecuting. We simply want our daughter back. We love her. Her brother loves her. Her boyfriend loves her. Her mom and dad, you know, we love her so much, as well as her friends. And we just need her back.
And again, the website is www.jenniferkessie, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, Kessie, K-E-S-S-E.com. Drew, our thoughts and prayers are with you and your family for Jennifer's safe return. And if you ever need anything, make sure to let me know, and I'll help out the best I can.
Dan, I thank you so much, and maybe some of your listeners could truly help us.
And I'll, for the rest of my show, I'll make sure and give out the telephone numbers. Good luck, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Drew Kessie, Jennifer Kessie's dad. You've seen him on the cable news channels. He's looking for Jennifer. Jennifer's been missing since Tuesday, January 24th. Her 2004 black four-door Chevy Malibu was found at Hunting on the Green Apartments at Texas and Americana on Thursday, January 26th. If you've seen Jen, please contact Crimeline or the Orlando Police Department at 321-235-5300. That's 321-235-5300. Jennifer's described as, well, just looking at her picture, a beautiful young girl, 24 years of age, approximately 5'8", shoulder-length sandy blonde hair, green eyes, 135 pounds, There is a reward for her safe return of $115,000. And again, if you're in that area, you can call 1-800-423-TIPS. Or you can call the America's Most Wanted, go to amw.com, anywhere, and just get some information back to these people so they can get the information that they need to find out what happened to Jennifer. I'm going to take a break, and we'll be back. This is Sunday Night Satellite on C-Band Talk.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. Every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come through. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. Time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I love you. I love you.
And we're back. This is Sunday Night Satellite. I want to thank Drew Kessie for coming on the program to talk about his missing daughter, Jennifer. And again, I encourage you to check out their webpage at www.jenniferkessie.com. That's www.jenniferkessie.com. And, you know, if you know anything about any missing person, not just this case, okay, and of course about Jennifer, do the right thing. Pass on the information to the people that can help. My telephone number, area code 306-842-7884. 306-842-7884. You can call in and talk about anything you want. In particular, we are talking about some missing person cases. And it does seem like every time you turn on the TV or pick up the paper, there's a missing person. A child, a young woman. What's wrong with society today? There's always been missing people. Is this no different than what it was 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago? Or are we just hearing about it more now because of the sensationalism that's brought with this? I don't know about that. I think Drew said it best. The media is doing a wonderful job because there is a true want for the media, for anyone with a common sense of decency to want to help find people like Jennifer Kessie, okay, Natalie Holloway, whoever. Sometimes the outcome is a sad one. But at least the family has some closure and they have some answers. Like the Holloways, Twitties, must be going through hell right now because they just don't know. Whether it's because the investigation was being botched, whether there just isn't any evidence, well, that will eventually come out. But if you know something, do the right thing. I ask that you check out the webpage for my show at www.cbandtalk.com. www.cbandtalk.com. There you'll see other programs that we air on the network. You'll see links on how to join mailing lists, Yahoo groups mailing lists. They're spam-free, they're free, and it's a way to discuss issues that you're concerned with other people, via email. You can contact me via email, of course, at dpretzer@yahoo.com. dpretzer@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
And this is Sunday Night Satellite on C-Band Talk. We're about 12 minutes away from Dragnet. If you would like to call in, 306-842-7884, 306-842-7884. You can call in and talk about anything you like. In particular, we're focusing on missing people tonight. And we talked to Drew Kessie, who is Jennifer Kessie's dad, and Jennifer is missing. You can go to the Jennifer Kessie website by going to www.jenniferkessie, that's J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, Kessie, K-E-S-S-E.com. That's www.jenniferkessie.com. And if you have any information about Jennifer's whereabouts, call the Orlando Police Department at 321-235-5300. That's 321-235-5300. Or if you're in that area, 1-800-423-TIPS. That's 1-800-423-TIPS. TIPS is always 8477. There is a $115,000 reward for her safe return. That's Jennifer's safe return. Now, her story was featured on America's Most Wanted last night, and I hope that the folks that watch that program, listen to this program, watch Fox News, whatever, will do the right thing, like Drew Kessie said on my program here about 10 minutes ago, and call in with some information. You don't have to give your name. There's no caller ID, won't be traced back, no hassles. Just do the right thing and help these people find their daughter. That's Jennifer Kessie, and go to their webpage at www.jenniferkessie, K-E-S-S-E is how you spell Kessie, .com. Okay? And again, if you have any information that you want to share with my audience, all you have to do is get a hold of me, and we'll put you on the air. We're about 10 minutes away. There's a 2-minute delay on internet, so we're about 8 minutes away from the end of the program and where we'll go into Dragnet. But you can call in now if you like, 306-842-7884. 306-842-7884. And we can talk about anything you want. Now, other programs that we do have here on the network, I'd like to promote with you now and then. On Thursday evenings from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern, we have the On Computers radio show. On Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, Leo Laporte with This Week in Tech. Friday nights at 9 o'clock Eastern, the late, great Gary Bourgeois with Friday Night Live. One of the promises I made to Gary before he passed away is that Friday Night Live will continue on satellite, and as long as I have a satellite to feed to, there will be a Friday Night Live Fridays at 9 o'clock Eastern. Saturday nights, a very good show. CNI Radio, that's Computer News and Information Radio, is Jimmy Lee and Bambi show from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern, followed by The Byte Show at 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Sunday nights from 10 to 11 Eastern is my show, Sunday Night Satellite. And then usually right after that, we do some old-time radio. A lot of the times it's Dragnet or whatever I decide to put on at that time. You can contact me by emailing at dpretzer@yahoo.com. That's dpretzer@yahoo.com. Or just go right to the webpage at www.cbandtalk.com, and you'll be able to get a hold of me there. Take a break, and we'll be back in a minute or two. Okay, that's a little patriotic music for you listeners. This is Sunday Night Satellite. We're winding down. I want to thank Drew Kesey for coming on the program tonight to talk about his missing daughter, Jennifer. I also remind you that if you want to sneak in a phone call, we're running out of time. 306-842-7884, 306-842-7884. The top of the hour, Dragnet. Old Time Radio, and tonight from, let's see here, the 29th of June, 1950, the Big Gab. So we'll have Dragnet Old Time Radio here at the top of the hour from the 29th of June, 1950, Dragnet, the Big Gab. Again, I want to remind you folks that if you know any information about any missing person, do the right thing and call your local police department. We did feature the Jennifer Kesey case tonight, and we have talked about other cases in other weeks during this program. If you'd like to hear archives of this show will be archived and available on my website by going to www.cbandtalk.com. Click on the archive link, then you'll see some old shows there, and then just click on the link that says podcast, and it'll take you right to the archives of past shows. Just click on them to listen, or right-click on them, download them, and listen to them later. You can put them on your iPod. You can do whatever. Again, www.cbandtalk.com. Okay, if you would like to contribute to the network, we are a nonprofit, although we do have a satellite feed that does go North American audience and an internet feed. You can email me, dpretzer@yahoo.com. There is a way to PayPal a donation to me to help cover the costs. Again, we are a nonprofit, and I pay for the majority of this myself, although we have had a few generous donations in the last little while, and all those donations do help, that's for sure. We'll take one quick call before the end of the show. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
This is
Kathy Pickler and...
Hi, Kathy.
Shauna Pickler, hi.
Now, I talked a little bit about your son early on in the show, but and what we're doing tonight is we are focusing on missing people. Tell us a little bit about your son, Kathy, and what can we do to help?
What you can do to help? I guess just what we're in need of most is just getting the word out there that he's missing. We had, in the beginning of this, a little bit, you know, of publicity saying he was missing, but I guess some people might be thinking that he's been found because everything just kind of stopped.
Right. And that,
you know, and
I think that's a problem with the media. Although the media does do a good job when it comes to these cases, you need the media to keep on this. And your son Joe has been missing since the 5th of January. What can you tell us about the case?
As far as the status of Joe or about Joe?
Well, a little bit of both,
or
yeah.
What specifically?
Well, tell us a little bit about Joe. He has been missing since the 5th of January. And what would you like the people to know so they can get information to you if they have that?
That if someone sees him... there's got to be something wrong, and, you know, please go to the police or something, you know, call the police, call somebody, call us, to let us know that they've seen him, because if he is out there, something is really, really wrong. Arjo would never, you know, just walk away and not call or let us know he's okay. He's one of the sweetest people you could ever know, huge heart, just a great kid, really great kid.
Where are you, Kathy?
I'm in Bremerton, Washington, about an hour out of Seattle.
Okay. Can you tell us about Joe? How old is he? What was he doing? Tell us a little bit about him.
He just turned 19 on Valentine's Day, this mm-hmm. past Valentine's Day.
Right.
He is an actor,
mm-hmm.
But that's been on hold for a little bit because I was wanting him to do the high school thing.
Sure.
You know, have
yep.
the high school experience and see that through. And besides, it's a little bit hard unless you're actually working. You know, if you've booked a job,
mm-hmm.
To balance high school and the acting career, because you can't just pick up and go as you might be able to in middle school or something, you know, and do the work at home or whatever.
Okay. What sort of acting was Joe doing?
A little bit of everything. Movies, commercials, TV shows.
Okay.
Just not theater. Doesn't like theater.
Yeah. Now, have you had some help from the, like we were talking about Jennifer Kessie here earlier on, talked to her dad. Have you had the help from the cable news channels like Fox, CNN, or whatever that would profile your son?
Only for a day or two.
Okay.
CNN, it ran across the bottom of the screen. Our local news channels, it was on 2 days. It was on the front page of AOL, MSN, Yahoo, for a very short time, I believe, a day, maybe two. And that was it. It just kind of fell off after that.
Okay, tell us about January 5th, 2006. When did you hear that that Joe was missing?
Actually, it was a few days after that
okay.
that we noticed he was missing. He had his own apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And he always, you know, if he didn't talk to one of us on the phone, myself or his dad or one of his siblings, he would stop by, you know, every 3 days or so and just come and hang out, raid the refrigerator, have dinner, watch TV, whatever, you know, just doing his little check-in thing. And he didn't do that, for a few days. And so, I sent his younger brother over to his apartment to go check on him. And his brother found his apartment unlocked and open, everything on in his apartment, TV, all the lights, and no Joe, no
mm-hmm.
brother.
Mm-hmm.
And he hung out a while thinking he must have just ran to the store or something, and he didn't come back, so he just locked the door. AJ locked the door and came home. And we kept trying to call and didn't get anywhere. And so the next morning, I was over there. Again, no answer at his apartment or his phone. And it was later on that afternoon that we found his car parked.
Okay. And there was some poetry in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Very typical teenage stuff. Nothing that was a goodbye note by any means, just song lyric type stuff. There was mention of him wishing that he, of Joe wishing he were a better example to his little brother. You know, that he looked up to him, and it kind of went both ways between the two. They were, Joe and AJ are really, really close, really tight. But yeah, I mean, it was more like song lyrics than
right.
anything, aside from, you know, the thing saying he wishes he were a better big brother and that he could be a better example.
Now, is this totally out of character for Joe?
Totally out of character. Totally, totally.
Had he been having any medical problems, suffering from any depression or anything like that?
No.
No.
And we would have noticed if you were depressed. We would have noticed.
Right.
And none of us did. Best friends, nobody noticed.
Okay.
Johnny, can you help with him? Sorry.
That's okay. That's okay.
His best friends didn't notice. None of the family members. He was just perky, happy, regular Joe.
Now, you say that the car was found. What has the local law enforcement done to help you?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
They've written off the case?
In their minds, my son committed suicide, jumped off the bridge, or went into the water somehow at some point, and basically all there is to do is sit and wait for the next couple months for his body to wash to shore. That's what we were told from the beginning.
Okay. Have you enlisted the help of a private investigator or anyone else if you're not satisfied with the response that the local police department has given you?
No, we haven't gone down that road yet. We've been trying to go kind of up the ladder.
Right.
And the Bremerton Bar Association told us to skip all the little people and go to the big people.
Right.
And we did that. We've been emailing, you know, everybody. And I believe that it's political at this point. And, you know, these people are saying that they don't want to get involved. It's kind of stepping on people's toes and this and that. So we're just, you know, really going in circles.
If someone has information about Joe, how can they get it to you?
My phone number.
Are
can
you,
I say
are,
what my phone number is?
If you'd like to give it out on the air, sure.
360-377-3364.
Okay, 360-377-3364. And that's in regarding your missing son, Joe Pickler.
Yes.
And he's been missing since January 5th, 2006?
Yes.
Now, I would suggest that you say you have spoken to your local news media.
Yes.
And I would suggest that you do that again. Okay? And,
okay.
And use the news media to your advantage and contact the people at Fox News. Refer them to me if you'd like, because there will be an archive of this show available
okay.
for them to listen to. And I think what you need to do is get as much publicity for your case as you can so some information can come to you about your missing son. And let's hope for the best that, you know, that you will get some answers, because January 5th, and this is now February 19th, that's too long. You should have, you know, you should be getting some help.
Right.
If you have a message for anyone out there that knows something about Joe or to Joe himself, what would that be?
That there's a reward, and please, 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 please get in touch with us and call us, because we're not okay and we're never going to be okay until we find him. We'll never, ever, ever stop looking.
And again, if you have information about the whereabouts of Joe Pickler, call 360-377-3364. That's 360-377-3364. I want to thank you for calling in. Please stay in touch with me. You can do that through Sydney on the mailing list or whatever. And
okay.
I will try to get you some help from other news media organizations so you can get your message out there.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome, and please stay in touch.
I will. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, we've gone about 9 minutes over. This is Sunday Night Satellite, and again, if you have any information about Jennifer Kessie, please contact the Orlando Police Department, 321-235-5300. If you have information about Joe Pickler, 360-377-3364. or you can contact me. This is Sunday Night Satellite on C-Band Talk. We'll go into Dragnet now from the 29th of June, 1950, The Big Gab.
The story